Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride a good halt. Now, one movement that appears at least once in every dressage test is the halt. Now, on the face of it, the halt should be an easy mark winner, because all you have to do is stand still. But what is the judge looking for in a good halt, and how can you teach your horse to halt well? That's what we're going to discuss in today's podcast episode. So what is a good halt? Now, in a good halt, the horse should be straight and square. Each leg should bear the same weight evenly so that the horse has a leg in each corner. Now, if the halt isn't balanced, the horse may tip onto his forehand and drop his poll as he halts, or he may throw his head up against the contact and not halt square. Now, the horse should remain still and relaxed but attentive whilst waiting for his rider's next instruction. And when asked to move off, he should step forwards immediately and smoothly into whatever pace his rider asks for. So now, how do you ride a good halt? Regardless of the pace that you are approaching the halt from, it's important to think forwards when riding into the transition. Because if you just close the reins and fail to use enough leg, the horse will lose engagement as he halts, and the halt will become unbalanced and he will probably not be square behind. So step number one, as you prepare the halt, help your horse by riding two or three shorter, more collected trot or walk steps in the approach to the transition whilst keeping the horse moving forwards. Now, this will push the horse's hind legs further underneath him, helping him to remain balanced and give him every chance of halting square. So give your horse a clear half halt and cease following the movement with your seat. But be careful not to ride too abruptly into the halt, as this will only serve to unbalance your horse and he will probably not halt square. So step number two, close your hand and leg. Now, don't simply pull back on the reins. Instead, you should use what's known as a forward hand, as this will help to keep your horse soft, round, and stepping underneath with his hind legs so that he doesn't lean on your hand for balance in the transition itself. Now, keep both legs on and maintain an even contact in both reins to make sure that the horse stays straight. Step number three, don't be tempted to fiddle with the halt, as that's a mistake that many riders make. Now, once the halt is established, sit still and allow the horse to relax and mouth quietly on the bit. Now, unless you need to make a very small adjustment to correct a crooked halt, it's better to leave well alone. The judge will mark your first attempt at the halt, and making major corrections will probably just lose you valuable marks. And finally, step number four, when the horse has achieved a good, square, straight halt and has waited obediently for your next instruction, always make a big fuss of him. It's just as important to reward your horse when he gets it right as it is to correct him. Now, when you're happy with the halt, ask the horse to walk on or proceed in whatever pace it is that you require. So now let's talk about making a correct halt a habit. Now, if you only ever insist on a square halt when you're in a dressage competition, your horse will never learn how to halt correctly. So each time you allow your horse's leg to trail, swing his hindquarters to one side, or fidget in the halt, you are effectively training him that this behaviour is acceptable. So every time you ride a halt during your schooling sessions at home, or when you're out hacking, or during competition warm-up, insist that your horse gives you a square and obedient halt. So next, let's talk about how to learn to feel a good halt. Because when you're riding a halt in a dressage test, you won't be able to look or ask a helper to tell you if the halt is straight and square. So you'll need to learn how to feel when a halt is a good one. So each time you ride a perfect halt, sit still for a few moments and teach yourself to recognise what a good halt feels like underneath you. And the same applies when your horse isn't square or straight. And eventually you will know right away if the halt needs correcting. So now let's talk about some common faults in the halt and also how to fix them. So one common fault that we see a lot is that the halt is not square. So a square halt will only happen if the horse was straight and engaged. If the horse is moving crooked, it's virtually impossible to arrive at a square halt. Therefore, before you can expect your horse to halt square, you'll need to teach your horse to halt on a perfectly straight line. So as the horse halts, glance down at his shoulders. If the shoulders appear equal, the front legs are square. If one shoulder is further forward than the other, it follows that the halt is not square. And to fix this fault, ask the horse to step forwards so that both shoulders square up. Now, it's more common for horses to halt with a hind leg trailing. And to correct this, you'll need to keep the horse active and stepping through right up until the exact moment he halts. Now, this will stop your horse from trailing a hind leg, but if you do feel the hind leg trailing, nudge the horse with your leg on the side of the offending hind leg. Now, you may need to touch the horse gently with your whip if he ignores your leg aid. So another common fault is that the horse is not straight. So this often occurs if the horse is unbalanced on the approach to the halt. He may run against the rider's hand and swing his quarters to one side as he halts, or he may step sideways into the halt instead of standing still directly. So there is a way that you can make it easier for your horse to keep his balance as he halts. So first start in walk and use little half halts to collect the walk and make sure that the horse stays straight. Now when you feel that the horse is slightly collected, attentive and perfectly straight, close your fingers, let your weight drop deep into the saddle and ask the horse to halt. Now try to ease your hands slightly into the transition and don't make the transition too direct. You can sharpen things up as the horse becomes more experienced and better engaged. Now if the horse swings his haunches to one side, try to catch them by moving the horse's shoulders. Don't resort to kicking your horse's quarters back onto the straight line because that tactic won't work. You'll probably end up playing a game of haunches ping pong as the horse wiggles his quarters back and forth. So instead, as soon as you feel the haunches swing out, move the horse's shoulders in the same direction as the haunches so that he is then straight. Now if the horse persists on swinging his quarters out, practice riding halts along a fence, making sure that you keep both legs on equally. Another tip is to carry your schooling whip on the side to which the horse habitually steps out. Sometimes the mere fact that the horse can see the whip there will do the trick to help you keep him straight. Now if you feel that the horse is about to halt crooked, walk forward straight away and ask him to halt again. You can also use two poles placed parallel on the ground, and halting between them can be a good way of teaching your horse to halt on a straight line. Now another common fault is that the horse does not stand still in the halt and instead he fidgets. Now this is a serious fault in dressage and it will lose you many marks. The impatient horse that fidgets in halt can be difficult to cure. It's really just a question of practicing and insisting that he stands still until you ask him to move off. To achieve this, you may have to sacrifice straightness at first, but you can tidy things up once the horse has accepted that he must stand still. So another fault is that your horse steps backwards. So if your horse begins to step backwards, ride forward immediately. Ride the halt again and ease your hands as you do so. Be positive with your legs and keep thinking forwards. And the last fault that we're going to discuss is that the horse anticipates the halt. So some horses quickly learn that they will be halting on the centre line every time they enter the dressage arena. Now anticipation is a serious fault that often leads to the horse losing impulsion as he comes down the centre line. Now if the horse is not moving forwards into the halt, he will not step underneath himself in the transition and the halt will probably be crooked and not square. So when schooling your horse at home, practice riding centre lines without a halt and work on improving the halt in other places of the arena instead. So to wrap this episode up, your horse should be straight, square, attentive, relaxed and immobile during the halt. And the move off should be immediate, smooth and obedient. So the key to riding a good halt is balance and submission to your aids. So remember to include riding the halt during your schooling sessions using the tips that we've given in this podcast. Now, if you have any other tips and experiences that you would like to share with us when it comes to riding a good halt, please do so in the comments box on the Relative blog post. And if you need any other help with your training, you'll be able to find what you need in our brand new forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And as always, don't forget to find us on the other social media platforms available: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.